Text 20 continued. So how were they thinking of the Lord in their hearts? Sukadev Goswami says there are three important things. Purusham, they were worshipping the Purush. By Purush Suktena. Purush, the meaning of Purush can never be Nirakar or impersonal. This has been said here very clearly in this word Purush. This Purush has two meanings. Purush has two meanings. One is male, a second is Bhokta, the enjoyer. As it said in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhokta Ram Yagya Tapasam. Swami or proprietor. So the Supreme Lord, He is actually the Purush. He is not a woman. Actually, only one time He took the Mohini avatar. That was some kind of a makeup. Because He can never be a woman. He is the Supreme Male. He Himself can never be a woman. That was like acting. And His energies, they can be goddesses. That are His energies. But He Himself is the Supreme Purush. This we should always keep in mind. And this Srishti is started from Purush, not from Istri, not from woman. Well, this birth of the universe is from Purush. And all the Gotras, the dynasties, they have originated from Purush. One has a son or a daughter, that son or a daughter is an ansha, is a part of the father, not of the mother. Please, the mother should not become sad by my harsh words, but I am saying the truth. Mother is instrumental, but the child is a part of the father, is coming from the father. By the last name of Gotras, or even in the West, the last surname is after the father's name. Just like if a girl, a daughter is born in a family, Mishra family, then she has a surname Mishra. But when she grows up and gets married, then she has the title or surname of her husband's. But the man's surname, last name, it always remains the same everywhere. This parampara of dynasty is come from the man, not from the woman. We don't find any descriptions in the scriptures that a woman could give birth to a child without the help of a man. We don't find such an example anywhere. But in the scriptures we see thousands and thousands of men have produced progeny without the help of a female. Such as Sri Hari Himself. His wife is Lakshmi. But He did need her help to produce Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma took His birth from Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is not that He has to... He cannot, it's not that he has to have his wife to produce Lord Brahma. He did not need any help. He is independent. We are dependent. And Lord Brahma didn't have to send, and Lord Vishnu did not have to send His son Lord Brahma to some school to learn. Just by sankalpa, just by thinking, He gave His son Brahma the knowledge of all the four Vedas. So much knowledge that this son can produce all the bodies, he can engineer the body of all living entities, create the whole universe. Such a complicated universe, this was made by Lord Brahma. And this Lord Brahma, his father did not have to send him to some school or university. First shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hrida. Just from, he gave all knowledge into the Hrida of Lord Brahma, into the heart of Lord Brahma. Is there such a father in this world who can just think that his son should get all this knowledge, this degree and everything, and he gets it? No, it doesn't happen like that. One has to work very hard, send his son to school and college. And this Lord Brahma, the son of Lord Vishnu, he himself produced many children without the help of a woman. From his body, first from his mind, he gave birth to 4 Kumaras. They're called his Manas Putra. He just thought that he should have 4 sons, and he got 4 sons from his mind. This is katha in the Shastra. Then from his different parts of his body, he produced children. From his hand, he gave birth to Kratu, Bhrigu from one limb, Vashishtha from another limb, like that. And among the rishis also, they also produced many children without the help of a woman. But there is not one example that a woman has produced a child without the help of a man. Because this whole creation has begun from a man, from Purush, from Adi Purush, from Govinda. Govindam Adi Purusham. Adi Purush has started this creation, not Adi Shakti. This is complete truth. That's why our understanding, we have grown up in Vedic culture. Our ancestors have grown up in Vedic culture. We should understand this truth. The Supreme Lord is the Param Truth, and He is a personality. This is one truth, that the Param Satya is Purush. The second truth, it is that He is Bhokta. He is Swami. And He is Nitya Bhokta and Nitya Swami. We may be a little Bhokta and little Swami, but we are not Nitya Bhokta and Nitya Swami. We may be a Swami of some small thing for some little time, or we may be a Bhokta for some small thing for some little time, and then we go away. Company sometime for a few years, somebody is a proprietor, and then for a few months or for a few years, somebody else is a proprietor, boss, and he goes away. But the proprietor of this universe has always been Krishna, and he always will be Krishna. That is, eternally he is Krishna. This is called Purusham Sasvatam. That means you are Shashwat Purush. We are not Shashwat Purush. He is eternal Purush. Today we may have a male body, but it is temporary. Tomorrow we may get a woman's body. We are so proud to say that I am a man, but if we remain attached to a woman, then in next life we will have to wear a sari. This will happen because we are not eternal Purush. In Bhagavatam there are so many examples of this. King Puranjana, in his next life he becomes a woman. Some people say that if somebody is a woman in this life, he'll always be a woman. This is wrong. This is completely wrong. What the Shastra says, we should listen to the Shastra. And also another thing is that we are not Shashwat Bhokta. We are not eternal enjoyer or proprietor of anything. Proprietorship keeps changing. You can take, for example, anything. But Arjun says to Krishna, you are Purusham Shashwatam. You are Shashwat Purush. Proprietor he is. Who can change him? He doesn't die, he doesn't take rebirth. Neither does his energy become less. But our energies depreciate. We have to die, we have to take rebirth. We are owner of certain thing, proprietor, and then somebody else becomes. This is what happened with Maharaj Bharat. He became attached to a deer, he became a deer, and then he became Jad Bharat, and he had to carry the other king on his shoulder. The other king was shouting at him, whereas in his previous life he was the greatest emperor of Maharaj Bharat, after whose name this country was named Bharatvarsh. So this king Rahugan was shouting at him and telling him, you better carry this thing nicely, carriage nicely on your shoulders, otherwise I will give you a treatment like Yamaraj does. So this is the situation. Today you may be a president, and tomorrow God knows where you'll be. Or you may take birth in another country, maybe in Africa. And you may not even be a human, you may become a insect or something. This truth we must try to understand. You may understand there is God, but who is God? What is His nature? How much is His hand in this creation? What is His background? And what is our relationship with Him? This is Bhagavad Jigyasa. This is inquiring about God. Just to understand that there is God, this is not such a great thing. Or at the most, you may realize that God is great and He is everyone's God. God is one. This we should try to understand. If people in America say everybody's president is the same, there is one president, everyone's president is one. But who is that president? At least that much we should know. Is there an impersonal Nirakar president? Maybe he sits somewhere and controls everything by remote control. What kind of knowledge is this? This is not much of a knowledge. God says, till now, those who have preached Vedic knowledge about God till today, they have actually preached negative. They have preached what God is not. What God is, they have not been able to preach. He has no name, no roop, no form. He is God is such a thing that it is not possible to know Him. What knowledge did they give? The knowledge they gave is that you cannot know God. If you ask somebody about somebody, where he lives, etc. What he is, and then you say he is so great, you cannot know about him. It's too difficult to know about him. It's too great. Is this knowledge? This is negation. This is not any kind of knowledge. But people are accepting this. Somebody is saying he is nirakar, he is impersonal, he cannot be seen, he cannot be heard, he is beyond our mind, beyond our speaking. What kind of knowledge are you giving? This even a child can tell. You are saying he is not this, he is not this, he is not this. At least tell what he is, where he lives, what his name is, what he wears, what he eats, what color, what kind of clothes he wears. We know he wears yellow garments, he wears a peacock feather, he wears ankle bells, he plays a flute. This is positive description. Are clear descriptions of the Lord in the Vedic literatures. And with that Prabhu, we have an eternal relationship. We are His eternal servants. But we have forgotten. We have forgotten, and then now we are told that your father is has no form. He is impersonal. If I go and ask who my father is, and somebody says, oh, he is impersonal, nirakar, he has no form. What kind of description is this? If I am speaking like this, I am speaking on the basis of the scriptures, and actually Prabhupada has trained us to speak like this. Is required in the society. Like Sukadeva Goswami is saying that Lord Brahma is chanting Purusha Suktas. I am speaking on that. What is Lord Brahma offering prayers? He's offering the prayers from Purusha Sukta. He did not manufacture his own prayers. He imagined something and wrote it down. It was already written down in the Vedas. What kind of Bhagavan is he? Jagannatha, Deva Devam. He is the Aradhya of the Devtas. He is the worshipful object of the demigods. And Jagannath, he is the Lord Nath of this Jagat, means he is the maintainer of this Jagat, this world. His various arrangements, he is maintaining this universe and protecting also. Like I described before, to make this universe work, one person is maintaining this universe. Bahunam means one person. He is giving all the living entities food to eat, clothes to wear, place to live. He is called Jagannath. We can be Nath of our home, our house, at the most one country, but we cannot be Nath of the whole universe. To maintain this universe, you need rain, you need the sunlight. Who is giving? Who can give? If Lord says, gives a notice that today, if he says, I am taking away my son, you guys make your own arrangements, then who can do? Or if he says, for 1 month I am giving you all this in lease, and after that you all make your own arrangement, what will we do? We'll bang our heads against the wall and die. The importance of this sun in the maintenance of this universe, any intelligent person can understand. If the sun moves 1 degree this way or that way, it becomes too cold or too hot. Either freeze, the whole thing will become an ice, or whole thing will burn into ashes. The sun is such an important planet, and the Lord has put it in such a balanced position. Human beings still should at least be able to see that this is not our arrangement. This is the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. For rains to come, for the seasons to change, for the fruits and flowers to come out of the ground. The farmers, we simply put the seeds in the ground, but we do not go inside the ground and make it grow. This is the Lord's arrangement. We put the seeds and there's air and there's water, and the plants grow. This is the arrangement of the Lord. This is called Jagannath. All living entities are provided. The jalchar, the living entities living in the water, and the living entity living in the air, and the living entities living on the earth. It is our religion. It is our dharma. To try to understand who is the Supreme Lord, his kindness, his mercy, his energies. This is our greatest obligation in our human form of life. To study other things, what will we do? Maybe we will eat better, or maybe we can have more money and eat and live and enjoy, but this will not elevate our soul till we get the understanding about the Supreme Lord. Knowledge about the Supreme Lord is in this Bhagavatam. The greatest living entity, Lord Brahma, he is going. He is going to offer prayers. He is going to the ocean of milk. Then why can't we go from our office to the temple? This is something to learn from here. We all... We all have some suffering in this world. Even Mother Earth is suffering, and she has gone to ask for help. We are all suffering. Why we cannot go? We should go from our office, from our home to the temple to see the Lord and offer prayers. We should come in front of the deities. We should offer obeisances. We should take prasadam, and we should talk to the Lord. In Vrindavan, there was a devotee. Every day he used to write and mail a letter to Banke Bihari deity. And the postman used to bring it and offer it to the Lord. And when somebody asked him, why you do like this every day, you mail a letter to the Banke Bihari deity, he doesn't open your letter. And he said, he doesn't read your letter, and he said, whether he opens or not opens, or reads or not reads, he will see my letter. And why he won't read? Everybody reads a letter and understands why he won't read, why he can't read. He doesn't know how to read. One saint said, if you cannot come to the temple to offer prayers and offer glories, you can come to see the temple. And you can come and shout at him that I'm suffering so much, you don't see I'm suffering so much, and you're standing there smiling, you don't do anything for me. At least they can come to complain to him. You don't see anything, you don't say anything. In the Gita you said sarva dharman parityaja, give up all, surrender to me, and when I surrender to me, to you, you show me your thumb, you say, what kind of reciprocation is this? So one can talk like this, at least if you cannot come. Somebody has written a poem like this. Somebody has even written that just like your outside you're black, inside your heart you're also black. You don't take care of somebody who has come to you, surrendered to you. You're a wicked person. Out of love, devotees talk like this. We have such close relationship to Krishna, such close relationship to Krishna, that we cannot have that kind of relationship with anybody else. We don't realize what a close relationship we have with Krishna. We should say to him, what are you smiling at? At least look at me, how I am suffering. I've come to your shelter. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, one should come in the association of the Lord. Somehow or other, we should come. Should come and offer some service. Most important thing is that one should come in the association of the Lord. Lord Brahma, he is a Jagat Guru. He is trying to teach us. He is teaching us by his example. There is four Vaishnav Sampradayas. One is of Lord Brahma, in which we are in. Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, Madhvacharya, Lord Chaitanya, and then down to Srila Prabhupada. This is Vaishnav Sampradaya. And another Vaishnav Sampradaya, he started from Lakshmi ji, Shri ji. In that Ramanujacharya comes. That Sampradaya is all about Dasya. And one Parampara Lord Shiva has started. It's about Lord Vishnu's Aradhana, in which Vishnu Swami came and Vallabhacharya, and this about Pushti Marga. And the fourth one is started by the four Kumaras, in which Nimbarka Acharya came. The four Kumaras. So, this is four Vaishnava Sampradayas. So what I am saying is, Lord Brahma, who has started this Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, he is here showing us. He is here showing us how we should see the Lord. When we go to see the Lord, when we go to the temple of the Lord, it's not just that we see the Lord. The Lord also sees us. This is a science. He places His merciful glance upon us when we are in front of Him. This is a science. This way we should learn all these things from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Text
21.
Brahma said to the demigods, he said, my dear demigods, listen, this noise, become calm and listen. In my samadhi, I have spoken, I have heard the Lord speak. Lord Brahma says, listen. And immediately, do what is told. The Lord Brahma is saying, Ashu and Machiram means quickly and do not delay. Immediately, do what the Lord has told, execute it immediately, and do not delay. And what did the Lord say? What did the Lord say? Text 22. The Lord said, even before you all offered this prayer to me, I knew about the distress of Mother Earth. Without you telling me before that, I already knew of her suffering. What is the Lord ignorant of? Nothing. He knows everything. He is in yog nidra, but he is not in ignorant sleep like ours. No difference between his being asleep and being awake. It is for us. There is a difference between sleeping and awaking. We can be sleeping and then we tell our boss, in my sleep, in my dream, I was at the office and working. Then my officer would not agree. But for the Lord, he's sleeping and awakening, there's no difference. The Lord, he knows everything. In a voice from the sky, he said, this is Kirodakshaya Vishnu speaking. The Param Purush, he knew the suffering of the Mother Earth already. He is saying that the Param Purush, Personality of Godhead, already knew the distress of the earth. And Dhara, Dhara means earth, Dhara also means Mother Yashoda. So the Supreme Lord already knew the distress of Dhara, who wanted the Supreme Lord for her son. This is the internal understanding. So he is telling the demigods that to assist the Lord in his pastimes, all of you should take birth as the sons and grandsons in the family of Yadus through your plenary portions. The Lord will come to the earth and he'll fight with the demons, and while you all sitting and enjoying in your heavenly planets, that's not right. You all should come and assist him in his pastimes. You're all his eternal servants. Text number 22. So the demigods asked Lord Brahma, so the Lord, the Supreme Lord, he will appear on earth. He knows the distress of Mother Earth. So Lord Brahma says, yes, he knows and he will come. So the demigod said where he will take his avatar. And he said, in the family of Yadus. And then they asked, there are so many Yadus, which families of Yadus? So the Lord Brahma then says in text 23, Vasudev Grihe Sakshad. He will appear himself, Sakshat Bhagwan, he will appear in Vasudev Grihe, Vasudev's house. This was told thousands of years ago, before the Lord appeared. This was told to Lord Brahma. Here in this verse, he says, Vasudev Grihe, but then there could be a question that Lord Krishna did not appear in the house of Vasudev. He appeared in the prison house. So, Grihe here means that he appeared from the wife of Vasudev. The Grihini or the wife is called Griha. From the womb of Devaki, the Lord will appear. So to serve Lord Krishna's Priya, Radharani or Rukmini and other wives, the demigods' wives should also appear to serve them. Then Lord Brahma says in text 24, and the Lord's Kala, which is called Shesh, when the whole universe annihilated, Shesh is there. The Lord never dies. So he will, the Shesh, Shankarshan, He will appear before him to become his older brother. The question is, why will he become his older brother? Here it says, just to please the Lord in his transcendental pastimes. In his previous incarnation of Lord Ram, Sankarshan, he became a younger brother. And many times he could not check Lord Ram. So